with service like that, no wonder Dennis had the books in such fine order. Well, after that 9-0 victory, nothing can stop us now. It's on to St. Paul's, and I assume we're going to have more of the same. Let's take a look at the film. Oh, looks to be a little chaotic down there. What's going on?
I got 50.
I got 76.
No, you got
45.
Who's got 30?
No, I got 45.
I got him. I got that guy.
Okay, all set.
Hey, who's got 45?
I thought you had 45.
I've got 76.
I've got 57. Who's got 48?
I got 88.
Time out.
As you likely remember, we lost a tough one, 2-1 to St. Paul's, our only regular season loss of the year. And as Coach Angioni explained to you afterward, you guys got just a little too cocky, perhaps too overconfident, have to work just a little bit harder, and we went on to do that. Well, certainly one highlight of that game was a beautiful goal by the other Marks brother, number 3, Ben Mark. Here's how that one was described. A memorable goal. Boy, Ben loves his hockey. I asked him later just how much of the time he thinks about hockey.
I guess I'd have to say every second, every minute, every hour of every day.
That was a highlight, but there weren't a lot of them. Let's check on Dean and see how he's making out down on the bench.
Would you please ask these people to stand back?
Everybody!
Doesn't look any better yet.
Play it once, then. For all time's sake.
I don't know what you mean, Miss Elsa.
Play it, then. Play as time goes by.
Oh, I can't remember it, Miss Elsa. I'm a little rusty on it.
That commercial word brought to you by Play It Again Sam, I mean Play It Again Sports, the official sporting goods store of your Sharks. Well, now it was time for our first tournament of the year. So, we boarded the big jet airliner and headed off for Newcastle, Ontario. We played well in the tournament, beating Port Hope, but then losing a tough one to Belleville and another close one to Sutton. So home we came. Back to Peterborough to get ready for our next league game against Warkworth. So our first regular season road trip. Boy, this is getting exciting. But for some of us who didn't know where Warkworth was, it was a rather long journey. We had to really hustle to get there on time, especially using the route we took. Well, it was quite a night for Nick the Stick Angioni with the hat trick. What a game he played. Here's Don Cherry describing one of his goals.
Watch this. Somehow these superstars can put the puck in anyway. Watch it just flop over the guy. They put them in anyway.
You played really well, Nick. How did it feel? So things seem to be back on track. Let's check and see how Dean's making out.
This is unbelievable. If I don't get them down, I will cut them, baby, so they'll be down.
Well, I'm sure it'll improve. So off it was to Warsaw. Well, we didn't really have to work very hard to beat Warsaw. We sure banged on the net. 13-2. Victory over Warsaw. I think we outclassed them just a bit. Then it was off to the St. Paul's Novice Tier Tournament. Started out with a tough 21-1 victory over the Belleville Selects. Enough said about that game. followed by a 5-3 victory over Cambridge, and then an incredible 3-2 overtime victory over Fenland Falls. Captain Jeremy Crowder with the overtime winner. It was a tremendous team effort all weekend, but naturally there are highlights, and none better this weekend than Chase Huey's natural hat trick to lead off the game against Cambridge. Tremendous effort, Chase. After the game, I asked Chase, he was pumped, I asked him how he felt he's been playing. You did it all year long, Chase.